5F Exercises 2 and 3, page 62. Speaker 1.
The device I was asked to review is the WaterSphere. For me, this is a fantastic new device that could solve the problem of access to clean drinking water faced by people in many parts of the world. The UN has estimated that worldwide, as many as 1 in 3 people do not have access to safe drinking water. The device consists of a large sphere placed on a metal frame. The base of the frame houses a large solar panel which provides the power to run a process in which seawater is pumped in, then evaporates, condenses, passes through a filter, and is finally pumped out as clean drinking water. Incredibly, one device of just 1 square meter can produce as much as 10 liters of water a day. This is a completely automated process that could provide essential support to coastal regions experiencing drought and provide clean drinking water to coastal communities throughout the year.
Speaker 2.
There are some big challenges facing the car industry if it is to get everyone to move to electric cars. But the impressive new carbon fiber car I'm reviewing offers a completely new solution to these challenges when compared to other electric vehicles. Most electric cars need several batteries and regular plug-in charging stations to give the car the power it needs for longer journeys. But for solar car, the sun is the main source of its energy. The entire roof panel of the car is essentially a solar panel, which means people can easily drive the car for weeks or months without needing to plug it in to charge. In sunny climates, this amazing car can provide more than 6,000 kilometers of free, clean driving a year, and not having to plug it in all the time reduces its carbon footprint. This fantastic invention, which has just been announced to the world, could be in full production in about 5 years' time.
Speaker 3.
The device I am presenting today is the Duo Green Power System. This unique system mixes two forms of energy, solar and wind, and is specifically adapted for use in city buildings. The device comprises two small wind turbines covered by a solar panel roof. Placed on a city rooftop, the innovative system generates 40% more power than a simple solar solution. And using both forms of renewable energy means that the device can make use of either or both, depending on weather conditions. For example, when there is little sunlight, such as in winter or at night, the wind turbines can provide the power needed to keep the lights on. It is a simple but highly effective power solution in high-rise settings.
Speaker 4.
I really love the device I've chosen to present, called the Power Flower. Typical solar panels are square or rectangular in shape and sit in the same place, on a roof or in a field, and face the same way. The design of the Power Flower, however, is far more pleasing to the eye and a much more intelligent solution in the way it reacts to the sun. It follows the sun like a sunflower all day long to optimize the generation of energy, producing up to 40% more power for homes and offices. Inspired by nature's amazing sunflower, its natural-looking design makes it an appealing addition to fields, parks, or gardens. It is made up of movable, overlapping panels which automatically close when strong winds are detected and clean off any dust and dirt collected as they close. This is one smart flower.
Speaker 5.
My device is like something out of a science fiction movie, but researchers in Switzerland have already proved that it can work. It is an advanced solar tower that converts solar energy, water, and carbon dioxide into a clean alternative fuel for jet engines. The fuel that is produced is carbon neutral when used and works with all current jet engines. Imagine flying like we do now, but with almost no carbon footprint. At the moment, the system is only able to convert about 4% of the solar energy it produces into usable fuel, but researchers say their goal is to increase this to 15%. When they reach that point, they will have a cutting-edge system ready to be taken to market. This could be the ideal way to keep us traveling as we do now, but without adding to global warming.